I mean, we're almost done, right? We were on number 10, so this is it. Number three, real quick.
You look like you don't have anything to say, or you're
I'm
trying
just trying to
to
think
say
of
it.
like, I mean, that's such a, it's a pretty, there's a lot to unpack on that one,
Is our admin
right?
stable?
Yeah, admin stable.
Okay. Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we got some good admin. I, retaining teachers is always difficult. Honestly, our biggest challenge is as a small LEA, we get really good teachers that just want to grow, and there isn't a lot of upward opportunity for people. Meaning, where do they go?
All right,
There's
so
no
we're looking
role.
for admin.
There's either admin or a coaching role or whatever. And we've lost, in my opinion, some really good people, not because they don't want to stay here, it's that they want to move up and onward. And we just don't have a lot of opportunity.
But I think though, to be fair to you guys, I mean, looking at retention trends,
We're
your
good.
team
We're in a good
is
place.
definitely in the right
I
direction,
agree.
especially
I agree.
rates lower than it's ever been.
Yep.
So, how do you know that? Have we gotten any data on it?
Yeah, we present the data on
We are kind
our
of
retentions.
see.
We
Yeah.
usually do it in the fall, like in August, once we get all of our teacher solidified and everything.
Are you having a hard time finding teachers to fill?
No. No.
When you get like 20 to 50 applicants for each job?
We're getting a lot. So elementary teachers especially, like we had really strong retention this year. And then we had a few teachers who kind of just recently told us that they weren't coming back.
And
Yeah, there was three of them, I think.
do we do references? So I'm not references, but exit interviews. Why?
We do. Yep.
We've seen those. We used to get emails on those, so you could read them. And I haven't seen any of those for quite a while.
And I will say, I mean, we can send them to you. Yes. I will say that it is
Yeah. Management versus governing board.
correct. It gets really tricky because,
Small period of
yeah.
time, and then they decided that that wasn't.
I would then turn the question and say, having that information, what would you do with it?
But see, if Ian, I'm sure Ian's doing
Ian
something.
does.
If Ian could kind of tell us, why are we losing teachers, right?
So
Or
the,
like a X amount of teachers left this year is because of Z.
oh, well, I
And
can
we
tell
can do
you,
that.
based off the exit interviews, this, the summarized data, and it's in the PowerPoint that I provided for you guys. There's a summary of the survey results, and in there, the number one reason is pay.
What are we doing about that?
Well, the pay is relative to, I think you brought it up, Jordan School District and Alpine. They specifically reference those two. The irony is that the majority of our teachers that left are not going into education anymore. They're just leaving the profession, period. So it's like, it's pay, but it's also that they're just done.
Well, it'd be interesting to know. That's interesting to know is that they're not in education anymore, they're going to Jordan.
So they're leaving education, period.
That would be important to know.
Yeah. 70% of the ones that we lost, now it did include the three or four I think we lost in the last week or so, but it's even hard for us to. It's almost like playing whack-a-mole, right? Like you're chasing something that somebody's leaving for a very specific reason. And it could be a bad experience with an administrator. It could be that they're just done with teaching. It could be that they want another role somewhere else. And there's things you can change and do. And then there's just some things you just can't control, right? So it's like, it's hard. Like I can share that data with you. And the summary of the data is in that report. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like to your point, our retention's actually really strong, especially compared to charter schools.
And stronger than it has been historically.
Yeah. And especially at the high school and the junior high, like the high school, we've held on to our teachers. The majority of our teachers have been here for more than 5 years. That's unheard of in a charter school. Just literally unheard of. So I don't know, there's some things that we can do. But what we get the feedback on is the ones that are really good and they're looking for opportunities, it's like but they'll get their admin degree, or they want to be a coach, or they want to do something. They've been in the classroom for a while. They want something different. We just don't have anything. It's hard.
Earlier you mentioned it was that back to that marketing thing. You had a teacher that was helping out with marketing, and you said the mix wasn't good. Is there a way to offer them other opportunities where we have needs to fill?
Yeah, I don't
Or
know.
is that, did you write your?
Like, we've done athletic director stuff where we spread out the love a little there and it didn't work real well. But there's just such limited opportunity because we're so small, right? So it's like we have one academic coach now at the elementary. That's it. And at a district, there's like 15 of those opportunities. And so they go there to do that, and then they want to be an assistant administrator or whatever. Like, some of our really good ones, you just lose because of lack of opportunity.
Because they're really good.
Because they're really good. That's exactly right. Yeah, and that's exactly, we would kill our.
Like they just continue to create because people
Yep.
moved up and they continue to create these positions
Yep.
for that person. And then they get too top heavy and
And
they
we've had a
can't
lot of
grow.
pressure to do those things. And
Like
that.
change titles because we have a lot of
Correct.
our companies like AVP, VP,
Yep.
director, and it's like just to make people feel like they're moving up, but it's like literally pretty much
In the
transferring.
last 2 or 3 years, we've had some phenomenal people who've been with our school for a very, very long time. And the pressure was, well, if you can't find something for me, then I'm going to leave. And so we're like, oh, God, we got to find something. We got to create something. And then you sit back and go, that's not how it works. And we would be doing a disservice to everybody else by doing that. If they want to go and do something else, I get that there's, we can't stop. And we celebrate that, right? And go do
We
a
celebrate that if we have a principal
good,
beneath
good
them or assistant
opportunity.
principal, maybe they want to come back.
Yeah. And you're right in that I think it's always good to be aware of like why people are leaving. It's also really hard because it's so variable.
So I guess my
So.
last question just on the hygiene thing is our wage level keeping us from hiring good teachers?
No. We aren't quite to the level of the Jordan School District. Probably never will be, and we know that. No district or no charter can. You would go financially upside down. But we're getting close. And when you compare us to charters, we're very, very, very competitive. From a salary standpoint, I don't know very many that give the opportunity that we do.
Is it legal in a charter school or education to do a retention bonus?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what we were talking about
We
during
talked about
the
that. We did a longevity.
Yeah.
And Beverly
It
said
came to everybody.
we could do it again. Well, we
We did it
paid
by how
them
long they
well,
were
so.
here.
I think Michael also on interviewing teachers, he also sells like all of our specials, all of our TAs, all of our help, our spec. It's
Yeah.
more than just pay too. Because
Well, that's
that
how
is
we pushed on
exactly
TA.
what makes the elementary school so much nicer.
Yeah, I have for September to
Actually, if I were to pinpoint, that is something from a retention standpoint. Keeping TAs in the classroom is really, really hard because we don't pay them anything. We just don't. We can, but it is a significant part of our budget. You give them a $1.50 increase. It's already, we invest more in the elementary's TAs. If we were to take that away, we could increase our teachers to over the Jordan School
Well,
District just by removing that component.
would a teacher vote for that if they had their say? If I can have no TA or I can have this salary.
Well, we talked more about having parent volunteers in class. That's
Thank
something
you.
majority of
That used to be
elementary
a
school that we
requirement.
don't
We've
do.
gone down that road and it's gotten ugly.
What?
Where you give people the opportunity to choose an aide or a.
No, I don't think you put it to a vote, but I mean, I'm thinking this.
But I think that's what you just suggested, right?
Well,
You
I'm
bring it to
thinking.
them.
Administrators, I mean, like you guys would know well enough.
Well, you just have two teachers right here that both would not know.
Okay.
What about
TA?
I'd rather have the TA than the money.
Can we bring back the option? Hey, Providence Hall needs either you donate money or you donate time. It's a requirement to have your student enrolled.
We're not allowed to. It used to be that we tried to do
I
that.
love that
And then
idea.
Beverly came back and she's like, we have to remove this
Yeah, you
ordinance
can't anymore.
because you can't.
The
We
state won't
didn't
let you
push it
do.
because other charter schools, they say, and you can say this is the expectation. And so, but it there's we can't do anything about it because we're a public charter school and we can't ask anything of people.
But it wasn't.
We can't require
We
them
can't
as a part of
we
their
can't
enrollment.
require time.
Yeah.
Can't require
Back in the day, you had to pay
right.
money.
It's the same with supplies.
Could be
You know
20
how we
hours.
can say here's a
20
supply
hours.
list. We would appreciate it, but we can't
$20.
make it. Yeah.
But I think the real question is, how do we build up retention? I think we do a good job. I think our schools are really strong when it comes to retaining our people, teachers. You're always going to have turnover. This year with the elementary, we did have some teachers that were just unhappy in a certain grade level, that just the whole grade level seemed to have some challenges, and because of that, the majority of them left. And some of them not on happy terms. And that happens. We've given our admin some feedback on how to maybe address those things a little more early on, and hopefully that helps resolve some things.
That's why
Sometimes,
this new curriculum,
yeah,
right? This
that's
standard
part of it.
teaching.
Sometimes it's just you get some pockets that just, it's really hard in a grade. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
A new blood's not always terrible.
No.
I mean,
And
it's
I would
good
say
for retention,
in
isn't
this case, it
like
might
the
be healthy for there to be some
in
change.
certain circumstances. I mean,
They're great teachers and they're great people, but
it's new shape.
yeah.
Can we have some data in September then presented with retention rates so we can actually see that?
Yeah, in
And then maybe
fact,
like if there are
I forgot. This isn't
students
the admin
over both
PowerPoint.
admin teachers and students.
Okay, yeah, I can do that. Yeah. Admin, teachers, and students.
So maybe
We do.
that
That's
we
part of our
need
audit committee, yeah.
to, yeah, so
we just make a private part of that
But
report.
I can present it collectively, yeah.
Maybe those are each campus, then if you wanted to three or three samples we could put. But maybe that's something that we can do go together to the elementary and ask them what their goals are for the next year and what we can do to help. What do you think about
You've got
that?
that spelled out, though, right?
That
They have another
keeping the schools. You've got that spelled out, don't you?
okay.
We have our, yeah, our collective
They'll
goals.
present their goals, but if be more specific and go through, that would be great.
Because we have our just our overall stuff, but each campus does have some kind of more specific things that they focus on.
Okay.
Did you just come back from a trip?
Landed and drove here.
Are you serious?
Dedicated.
Yeah.
It's dedicated to us. They're great
Was this
people.
for work in Atlanta? Atlanta would be brutal hot right now, I would guess.
No,
It's
it's gross here.
beautiful. Oh,
Oh,
really?
reading it.
Warm, but not
Were you
unsafe.
there for a while? Oh, yeah. We're almost there. Well, that's.
All right, guys. I think that we're gonna wrap up. We just kind of have some wrapping up action items, but I feel like we've kind of hit everything as far as like what we want to review coming up in the next few months. We already did assignments, timelines. And then we can talk about this in a few months, but it might be good to try to put in like a mid-year board planning where we do spend a few more hours planning mid-year or just even switching base and maybe extend one of our work sessions. So, but we can talk about that as we get closer to, but maybe just something on everyone's radar.
Ooh, can I touch on board communication?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just as a reminder, in the Telegram, we left up the Providence Hall board one. This can only be used for non-board meeting kind of discussion things. So, for example, Stacy saying that Michael stocked the fridge, that's fine. But we can't react to them because if we react, it becomes a conversation. Just, you know, we can these that this one can either need to go away and not exist, or it can only exist but for non-board meeting item kind of things. So, like when,
Just more like a bulletin board, and then we don't respond.
right, as long as it does not have to do with board meetings. in general.
Or you can
or board
separate it like you do with the junior
correct
project.
which is why we have it separate that way.
It might be better to just get rid of that.
Right.
But then,
it's so hard though to communicate for everyone.
Well, and one thing that you could do, like if you just go in there and say, please check your email, you know, and then that lets everyone know that you sent an email to the entire board.
That's a great idea.
So no responding, just
no, right, no responding. No conversations are allowed.
When you're sending something out the board, you have to blind copy.
You're right. And if you were sending out an email, and I didn't do that this time, make sure, because you can just say board at Providence Hall and that sends it to all of us. Make sure you do it as a blind copy, BCC, and not just to and not just CC. That way you can't respond, because as soon as you respond, it becomes a conversation.
So, thank you, Laura.
Right. Can you define what is acceptable to put in there?
Yeah. So, for example, when somebody said that their dog died, sorry, that was a really bad example because I don't remember who it was. I'm the worst.
Sad.
How about when there's an expulsion?
No, definitely not.
No, but if you're like, I can be there, I can't be there. I can be
that's
there.
Us responding to Nate. That's a good
so
question.
That's okay.
So one thing you can think of is like whatever you put in that is considered public.
Right.
So whatever communication you're having is public record, right?
Okay.
And so a lot of times what they'll recommend is you just break it up so that, you know, individuals can kind of communicate with each other. It's just not completely the board, but whatever you do in that is going to be public. So your communication about an expulsion hearing, about confirmation, that wouldn't be an issue from a public standpoint, right? Like they wouldn't look at that and go, you're hiding something, or that there's some kind of like, I don't know, like miscommunication.
Saying that we're responding, like when you guys invite us to an expulsion hearing, you'll have numerous board members that will respond.
Yes.
And so then does that become, you know,
it's still public record.
Okay.
So right. But it's not, it won't matter. In those cases, it won't matter.
It's
not putting the names
down. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What it's about.
Usually with expulsion hearings, it won't be enough to be a complete board. It's usually just two or three of us anyway, so you're not.
That is something to always keep in mind. That they
so if I want to say, can we add an action item to next month's? That cannot go on there because that's a board.
That cannot go on there. That would need to be sent to.
It can't. We can't talk about things in email. It's just that it'll.
It's public.
Yeah. On Telegram, no. That's why we
email, we can't either.
We need we can, but it just know that it can be. Like grammar
right. Right. Right.
But like it's not against the speak over email, right? That what he was telling us.
Yeah.
You don't want to seek these prolonged discussions about, but if you're asking for an item to be, it's going to be on the board agenda anyway, in theory.
Right.
So that would be all right.
Well, we can always talk about it.
Yeah.
That's the best.
Got it.
Yeah,
that is the one
that's
that
I would say even impossible. Yeah, that is so true.
No, I think this was left over. Yeah. Yes.
Any communication.
I had to, yep, you have to hand over lots, anything in Telegram, anything on texting. So this was, I think, if it was in closed session, right? Do we only have to do a roll call for adjournment?
Or yeah, you just have to have a
you have to do the motion.
A motion to adjourn,
yeah,
and then you'll be done.
Okay.
Okay. All right. My son Champ is always saying, I'm out of batteries. Like when he's tired. It's so cute. He's like, I'm out of batteries, Mom. So I fill in the fill, guys.
We're out of batteries.
So let's wrap up. If there's more items that you can discuss, we can just add them in August, September. I'm filling up our agendas. I just want to tell everyone thank you for being here and how that works. This was one of the best retreats I think we've had as far as planning and a great conversation.
Productive.
Very good. Then we need a motion to
Yep.
Casey Hurst. Motion that we adjourn this meeting on July 9th for our work session, our retreat.
Okay, Lorena Orange will second that and we will do roll call. Starting with Liz.
Liz Starley, yes.
Katie Leto, yes.
Here I yes.
Stacey Hurst, yes.
Mindy Fellingham, yes.
Angie Beauty.
Which Wilson, yes.
Arena Orge, yes. And the time is 9:38.